This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show is broadcasting live every day from sunny Southern California. Welcome in. We got so much to get to, man. There's so much. Holy cow, what a weekend in sports. And, of course, we're broadcasting live, as always, from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection of fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, an unmatched selection. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I'm fired up, man, because there was some. Obviously, Saturday is fun and hijinks and college football. We'll get to some of that. All right, there's the, why isn't Kansas ranked? Like, dude, just be happy they're actually decent in 4-0 this year. But Arkansas loses in the most Arkansas way ever. Obnoxious Tennessee is back being relevant. But thankfully, we had a day full of NFL games to kind of whet our appetite, if you will. The only problem with the day's worth of NFL games that were competitive, right? There was still, I mean, honestly, the worst game was the Chargers-Jacksonville, and it was the exact opposite of what many people thought would be the outcome of that game. But so many competitive games, but man, some offense sorely, sorely lacking. And for all the, I think, rightful criticism of Nathaniel Hackett, here Nathaniel Hackett is with what outwardly looks like a complete mess in terms of decision-making. You got the fans counting the play clock out loud at home. You're like, yikes. Despite all of that, the Denver Broncos are tied for first place with the Kansas City Chiefs, who dump one to the Indianapolis Colts. Here's Russell Wilson. Of course, all the positives in the game.
We're still all learning each other. There's a whole new system and everything else. Everybody's coming together, but there's so much greatness in store, and I can't wait for it. And everybody just believe in each other. That's what football is all about, you know, and it's about getting another win in that win column, and we were able to do that.
All right, look, in fairness to Russell Wilson, his last drive felt like a Russell Wilson drive. The game, in many ways, felt like a Russell Wilson-Seattle Seahawks game, right? We're like, are they playing good? I don't know, but they ended up having the ball in his hands, a chance to win the game at the end of the game before Jimmy Garoppolo twice over, once through a pick and then, you know, couldn't matriculate the ball down the field. But that looked like a Russell Wilson game. It's just still kind of messy, kind of ugly, like, that game was not a great game. But there was also the Dan Orlovsky part due play from Jimmy Garoppolo. There was the final interception from Jimmy Garoppolo where he didn't even see a safety who was just sitting there in the box and threw it right to him. And it brings back what I had said last week, which is this. Jimmy Garoppolo is better than Trey Lance. Jimmy Garoppolo this year gives the Niners a better chance to compete for the Super Bowl. I'm not blind to that. And any fan who argues otherwise, ask a Niner fan and they'll go, you're wrong there. I don't know what happens with Trey Lance. I speculated last week that I'm guessing the days of him just being handed the job like he was this year, those are over. Doesn't mean he won't ever play for the Niners again, but man, he's barely played football. One season in the last 5 years. But Garoppolo's future hangs in the balance in regards to how he plays will determine what level of contract or what job he has next, or if he keeps this job. We would all kind of agree that the Niners were a mess offensively. We okay with that? We would all kind of agree that stepping out of bounds, which in my lifetime for a quarterback has only happened once before, and Dan's a champ. He took it like a champ. We've all in-game made boneheaded plays. Heck, made boneheaded plays in work. I've done it here. It happens. But if we've only seen that once before, right? That was Orlovsky. So Garoppolo pulls an Orlovsky and throws a wildly untimely pick and can't move the football. And the Broncos defense is good, but it's not what it was last year. And it brings me back to my point of last week. If we would all agree that John Lynch is pretty good at building a football team and Kyle Shanahan is really good with quarterbacks, Why then would they trade up a bunch of pieces to eventually replace Jimmy Garoppolo for reasons other than salary cap? Why would you do it? If you have a guy who's a dude, you'd never get rid of him. But if you show yourself in this, and you can say, well, he's been hurt a lot. Okay. But the wins and losses are greatly in your favor when Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy. But why then? Why would you move mountains to draft Trey Lance? Why would you part company with Jimmy Garoppolo only to welcome him back in on a backup type of deal? But why would you do that if you thought he was great? You don't. And why they wanted to move on, you saw last night. Garoppolo looks great in a suit. Way better hair than me. Skin tone is amazing. Guy's just a good, he's like a model playing quarterback. And he'll be on TV someday, right? Next to all these other models that play quarterback. They're just better looking dudes, smart, well spoken, athletic. He just kind of looks like a dude out there, right? Then the ball is snapped, and you're like, Jimmy Garoppolo will make one or two boneheaded plays a game. And then there are times in which when that thing gets tight, isn't that what happened last night? Last night is the perfect thing for John Lynch to go into his office today and go, I was right. Jimmy's good to a point. Right? Good to a point. It's pick your chain restaurant and you go like, man, pick the best thing at that chain restaurant. Like, man, this is really, really good. Okay, now go to like a five-star restaurant. Compare that to anything on the menu. Like, well, it just comes up short. It doesn't mean it's not tasty. It doesn't mean it's not good. It just doesn't match up with one of these restaurants with Michelin stars that are just ridiculous. So I'm not telling you the season is lost for the Niners. No, the NFC West is just as much of a mess as any other division. Maybe not as much as the AFC West. But what I am telling you is last night's the perfect example of why Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't good enough for John Lynch and the Niners. Why they tried to find a way to move on. It's like they say, we talked a lot about infidelity last week with Ime Udoka, you know, that when there's cheating within a relationship, it's not, the cheating is a symptom. It's not the cause, right? When you're going out, you're looking for another quarterback and finding another quarterback, that's not the symptom. The cause is that Jimmy Garoppolo is just not good enough. He's good. He's not good enough. He's not good enough and efficient enough that they believe to truly compete and win a Super Bowl. And they had it there. All he had to do was make a couple throws. They had Kansas City on the ropes, and he couldn't do it. And they flew back, and they watched that film, and they probably had to think, like, I mean, I really like him. He's a good enough leader, but they're just leave something to be desired. And last night was the example. He made a couple good throws, made a couple good escapes. The defense played their tails off. The Broncos were a mess. You can't give away 2 points. You're a quarterback that threw in the Super Bowl and you step out of bounds? That's giving away 2 points. And then when you need points late, you stare down your best wide receiver and don't even see the safety that's sitting in there. I mean, heck, you could see on the sky cam. He's just sitting there. He didn't look. That's Jimmy. He's not terrible. He's not definably bad. But he's good to a point. And reaching out for another quarterback and getting another quarterback, that's a symptom. The cause is what you saw last night.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Live from the Tyrac.com studios. You know, I was watching the Packers and Buccaneers play last night. And it struck me, I knew what was coming from Cowherd, which is like, yeah, look at all the guys that Tampa doesn't have. And keep in mind, Green Bay not fully healthy. They're just, David Bakhtiari will play next week, did not play. He's their star left tackle, highest paid offensive lineman. But I found it fascinating. Something I've tried to tell you is, look, it's hard enough to switch coaches. Right? When you switch coaches, everybody has a different style, 4-3 to 3-4, et cetera, et cetera. You know, everybody's got their favorites, their favorite style, their favorite players. And so year one, you get carryover in terms of whatever discipline level. If you have a super disciplined coach and you have a fun guy come in, you still have some of that discipline in their culture, and yet you have new energy because the new guy's a lot more fun, right? If you have a fun guy and then you replace him with a disciplinarian, sometimes that first year can be sticky, but oftentimes it plays out better in the long run. The same is true in terms of styles. You bring in new styles. Now, it's even harder to change styles without changing cultures, without changing coaches. And Nathaniel Hackett obviously went to the Broncos, but the plan that I told you was in place for the Packers, it's painfully obvious, is they're trying to be more of a ground and pound, ball control team. They're trying to shorten the game, get a lead, and let their defense win it for them. It wasn't a thing of beauty. Part of it is Tampa is good, especially their defense. Their head coach, defensive guy, and an experienced guy, does a good job. The offense, obviously they're missing wide receivers. But what was the story of that game? Right? Yeah, they only averaged 2.7 yards a carry. Wasn't great. They ran the ball 25 times. 27 passes, 25 runs. It's called balance. Tampa, 31 passes, 14 runs, and really only one guy carried the ball. That's Leonard Fournette. So, look, Green Bay didn't score in the second half. I don't know why Aaron Rodgers stepped into a sack on the last possession when they're up 8 And if he just keeps moving the ball, he just throws the ball to a crosser, like they win the game and Brady doesn't get the ball back. Now he made it up to his teammates because he saw the 2-point conversion play. Did you guys hear that interview afterwards where he's like, sometimes they show things on the Jumbotron they're not supposed to, right? He went up and said something to Matt LaFleur, like this is what's coming, and they played it great. And Tampa got away with a touchdown pass after the play clock had expired and didn't on the 2-point conversion. But what I see from the Packers, it's not a virtuoso, right? Romeo Doubs, though, he got 8 balls. That's the guy they're most excited about, kid, the rookie out of Nevada. Right? Robert Tonyan is tight end, 6 catches. He hit Tyler Davis on a couple deep shots. He hit Randall Cobb on a deep shot. Alan Lazard is back. He was decent. Caught him. I think he got like a 25, 26 yarder. Like, sprayed the ball around to a bunch of wide receivers. They want to be an ensemble cast as the young guys come of age. And then they want to run the football. Not because it helps you beat Tampa or look good against Tampa in September, but because they think, and last year's the example, they think that if they get to January, if they get past the 17-game regular season, they're going to win their division. They're going to compete for home field throughout. And if you play at home in Green Bay, you better be able to control the clock, run the football, and just be physical. And then let your defense have at it. What I saw from Green Bay was what I thought or think ultimately their plan is going to be. It's not as pretty as putting half 100 on a team. It might not be as fun. It might not even play as well to Aaron Rodgers' skill set. And he's still kind of figuring out, how do I do what I want to do within the confines of an offense which may not help me win another MVP, but could help me win another Super Bowl. That's what I saw from that game. It's Doug Gottlieb's show here on Fox Sports Radio. John Middlecoff's our guest. 3Now is the podcast. He's an NFL analyst, the host of that 3Now podcast. And we were talking last night. We got a lot of things to get to. I started today, John, saying, look, if Jimmy G disappointed last night stepping out of the end zone and throwing that last pick when he didn't even see the safety sitting in the box, I got news for you. That's why the Niners were willing to move on from him. Am I wrong?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's a flawed player. Everyone's known that. I mean, it's why he is, you know, in the middle of the pack of NFL quarterbacks. He can be a starter when the team's really good, but as you saw last night against, I mean, I think Denver's pretty darn good on defense. He really struggled. Now, I'm not trying to defend the guy, but he did not do anything all offseason. He did not practice with the team. He came in last, he kind of became the backup. He just started practicing 2.5 weeks ago. It is a unique situation. He mentioned that after the game. Now, I do understand people, and I would also kind of be, I kind of straddle the fence on this one. He's played with all these guys before, right? George, Ayuk, Debo. But once Trent Williams got in, I mean, Doug, I know the butt punt was made fun of yesterday, but the most disastrous play of the day was a safety that led to one of the best players in the NFL getting injured, that if it wasn't a safety, it would have been a pick six. I mean, that's in the Jimmy Garoppolo hierarchy of bad plays, that one's right up there. And I know he didn't, like, nothing he did led to Trent Williams getting injured, right? The guy got kind of thrown into the back of his ankle, and he's got an ankle sprain now. But that was just a disaster. And the 49ers, like, we can crush Jimmy G, but, like, I've been a little hesitant to just kill Hackett. But last night, Kyle Shanahan, he's a $12, $15 million coach. He's known, and I say this all the time, one of the best offensive coaches. He's got to have some curveballs. I don't know, a trick play, something. And it was pretty generic. I get his offensive line was in shambles, but in a game like that, you got to have something in your back pocket. And I got to put blame on Kyle Shanahan as well as Jimmy Garoppolo.
What do we do? What do we do with the Chargers? And the Chargers, like, look, we want to point out injuries. It's fair. Slater's now out for the year. So the right tackle was already an issue. Now left tackle's an issue. Bosa got hurt in the game. Didn't have Keenan Allen. Didn't have J.C. Jackson, right? So they didn't have a lot. But it's the Jaguars, and they got run off the field. What's going on there?
You know, I've never saw it with Brandon Staley. I don't buy into kind of his fluffy press conference deals. Last year, down the stretch, losing that game to the Texans, and then Listen, you're allowed a terrible loss. It happens to every good team. But losing that game to the Raiders, I could never look at them the same. And you and I have talked. I mean, last week's game against the Chiefs, you got to win that game. I mean, you cannot lose. And then yesterday, like, let's face it. You know, Doug Peterson, the ending with Philly was ugly. But never forget, like, he won a playoff game the year after he won Super Bowl. Like, Doug Peterson's a big-time coach, a lifetime NFL guy. Brandon Staley's only been around the NFL since, like, 2016. I mean, we talk about a meteoric rise. The guy was coaching lower-level college football. Now, you and I have been around. Just because you coach a lower-level college football or the NFL doesn't mean you're a bad or good coach. But clearly, for a team that has a ton of talent, and even yesterday, Slater's, a borderline star. That's a hard loss, right? Bosa's stud. But if you're playing the Jags, you are not playing the Broncos or the Chiefs. You still have better players. And it's one thing, right? Okay, let's say they lost a tight game. You'd be like, you know, tough deal. 38-10? That wasn't a loss. That was a beatdown. And Doug Peterson ran circles around him. And I don't know. I mean, I've never been a believer in this. And I think, you know, McCarthy kind of set the tone, quote-unquote hot seat and stuff. But you talk about a coach that I think you have to wonder, Sean Payton, if he's sniffing around. Everyone goes Jerry Jones in Dallas. I'd much rather coach Justin Herbert. I know that.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. John Middlecoff joining us. Three and Out is the podcast. What about the Raiders? I didn't think they would be as good as they were last year, even if they added some personnel. But I didn't think they'd be 0-3. You lose to a Tennessee team that had looked very, very beatable. And, you know, you go out and get a high-priced defensive end, and he's been a complete no-show. What's going on in Vegas? Bless you.
Yeah, I mean, the last two games, right, they've lost as favorites. They were big favorites against the Cardinals to blow that game. This week, even on the road against the Titans, who, let's face it, I mean, Josh McDaniels right now, we got to have a major red flag. I think I got to double check this, but I think I heard a number today. He's 5-20 as a head coach. We know he's good with Belichick and Tom Brady. They can win Super Bowls. You get him away, it's been an utter failure. I mean, he did inherit a lot of good players, and he traded for a star wide receiver who's a high character superstar, and it's just not going well. To lose to the Titans, and let's face it, the final score looks close. They were up several scores for a period in the second half. You know, I mean, the Raiders were down pretty big. So it's not going smoothly at all. And then, like, obviously I'm not saying Mark Davis is the Rooneys or John Mara, but he did make a bold choice when he didn't go with the interim coach, Rich Bisaccia. He goes with Josh McDaniels, and everyone understood it, but this is a disaster in their meeting. I mean, Doug, think about this. The Denver Broncos, we all thought, and rightfully so, the AFC West was stacked, because on paper it was. The Chargers are in shambles. The Broncos have been hanging on for dear life. Their head coach had to hire a guy out of retirement to run his clock. And the Raiders, their head coach by week three is meeting with the owner before his press conference after games. I would say the AFC West is kind of in shambles given the expectations. And the Raiders right now, I mean, now they're playing the Broncos, which the Broncos got some issues. But with that defense, the Raiders, I mean, all of a sudden you could look up, are we sure they're not a 5-6 win team? Not because they're not a talent, but just because Josh McDaniels, when I say doesn't know what he's doing, obviously he knows football and he knows players, but being a head coach is so much different than a coordinator. It's a tried and true formula. Just because you're a star coordinator does not equal success as a head coach. And this is, I mean, you could argue they're the biggest disaster in the league when you just look at the final results of 0-3.
Are you a buyer into the Miami Dolphins?
I will, you know, I was not to start the season. Not because I wasn't rooting for the head coach. I didn't believe in Tua. He's probably a little better than I thought, and their talent is pretty big time. I mean, those two wide receivers are pretty special. Their defense is pretty good. They're pretty physically tough. And, you know, Flores and that kind of administration over the last couple of years, they've been good on defense, right? And they kept the defensive coordinator. McDaniel is just, I mean, he's been one of Kyle Shanahan's right-hand guys for a decade. So he knows how to scheme up offense and get guys open, and he knows how to utilize very talented offensive weapons. So I'm not saying they're going to go 14-3 here, but I think it's hard to say. Like, I'm going to give them even a pass this week, a short week, whatever, if they were to lose. But you go 3-1 the first, you know, four games of the season, I think it's fair to say, I mean, they're a double-digit win team just based on talent alone.
Cowherd went on today and I know he owns the volume and your pod runs on the volume, but he's okay with disagreement. He's like, I don't see it from Green Bay, right? He doesn't like it. You know, look at all the guys that Tampa was missing. I saw 27 passes, 25 runs, and you and I have talked about this. They want to be able to win in January, okay, especially in Green Bay, and that transformation from how they've always played, like just give Aaron the ball and everybody, you know, spread out wide and he'll figure it out, to running the football and then, you know, off play action making plays. And he wasn't great yesterday. I see the transformation in progress and their ability to win that game as a good sign. What do you see?
Yeah, I mean, me and Colin are going to have pretty major disagreements on Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. And I think the Packers had to get more physical. They have to be tougher because that hasn't translated in the playoffs. And Russell Wilson, because one of his comps, too, was remember that first year with Rodgers, he transitioned to the offense. Rodgers definitely looked off, but his arm strength and mobility didn't look off. His accuracy was just a little hit or miss. Russell's accuracy is a little hit or miss, and he's really slow. Where you watch the Packers, you know, you and I talked last night, he made a couple passes that I just kind of going through the highlights that were just like, oh, my God. I mean, his talent is still elite. I mean, him and Mahomes and Josh Allen, like they are just – I mean, they're three of the most talented players in the history of the league. And Rodgers, even later in life, right, at 37, 38, whatever he is still, to me, in the peak of his powers physically. So I like the Packers' ability because ultimately them and Tampa, that's what a game's going to look like. That's what the game looked like last year against the 49ers. And their difference was they weren't quite as tough. They weren't quite as physical. And over the years, they've lost to Harbaugh. They lost to the Seattle team because they just lacked a little bit of that. I call them war daddies, you know, the Kittles, the Debos. They need some guys like that. And it feels like some of the guys they've drafted, some of their younger players that are kind of coming into their own, obviously their running backs. Yeah, I mean, as long as you got Aaron Rodgers and a physical team, I'm definitely a believer. And Russell Wilson, I don't know where you stand, but there are dramatic signs of going the other way. And I know he pulled off that one drive, but he was – and I've watched his entire career very closely living on the West Coast, but he was so special athletically. And you don't need to be, you know, some guy that goes to the NFL Combine every year to see he's not remotely the same movement-wise.
Okay, help me out here. Help me out here. Why is scoring so down in the league?
That's a good question. You know, I remember talking to someone at 49er training camp, and he was like telling me, he's like, you know what's crazy? And this guy's been in the league for 20 years. When he first got to training camps back in the 2000s, he's like, this thing was a war zone. Double days for three straight weeks. Then you had preseason games where guys played. And he's like, you know what, looking back, I feel like we didn't even have remotely the same injuries. It wasn't guys were – it's kind of like a fight, right? When you get ready for a fight, UFC or boxing, you spar. And now, I mean, I've been going to training camp, whether working in the league or talking about the league, for about 12, 13 years now. And worked in college football for a couple of years before that when rules – I mean, Pat Hill, we used to double days for the same thing, 3.5 weeks. And you go now – I'm not saying – listen, I've never played in the NFL. I understand – practice is hard, but relative to like getting ready for these games, it's not even the same. So to me, timing of offenses are way off because you don't practice really. Everything's walkthrough. Everything is half speed. Now the quarterback has never been hit in practice, but you still practice from a physical level. Even if you don't, like to me, you don't even in practice have to like necessarily tackle to the ground. But if you just look around the league, these teams don't even wear pads really in practice. In training camp, besides 3 or 4 practices. That was a huge knock on Denver. It was like, you know, they don't really – it was kind of a country club. And, listen, Kyle Shanahan has a physical team, but their practices were, you know, I mean, this isn't exactly – and I'm not calling for the Junction Boys here, but the only way to get ready – like, it's basketball. These guys play 5-on-5, like, in the offseason, full go. Now, it might not be as intense as, like, an NBA game, but you're still getting a full-on run. In football, it's very hard to go, like, half in with football. Right? If you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt and you're doing OTA type stuff, that really isn't remotely close to what we see on Sunday. So I think, and I understand why the league did it. They were taking a bunch of heat. They were getting sued. They tried and they've done a good job being much safer. But I do think the product is just, it takes a little while to get everyone on the same page. And the defensive guys right now are flying around. I actually just think there's a lot of good that's team speed on defense. Like, yeah. Clearly, a lot of wide receivers have come in the league the last several years, but think of all the defensive linemen and linebackers that all can really run, and you just flip around the channels. You got guys flying around now.
I think there's a couple of things there. Again, these are more hypotheses than theories, right? John Middlecoff, 3 Nouns podcast, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. Like, just hypotheses. I agree with everything you said. And then everybody seems to be playing, for the most part, like two high safeties way back, way off the line. But they're allowing not only some of that short underneath stuff, but defenses are allowed to be a lot more physical. You know, cornerbacks, the grabbing and the holding, not just outside of 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, they're allowing a lot more of the defense being physical, I feel like. That also changes things.
Yeah, I mean, it got a little ridiculous like 3 or 4 years ago, I thought, because the defensive holding, the defensive pass interferences, and it was like, what's a DB supposed to do? And now, maybe you're right. I mean, it does feel a little bit like they called the defensive holding a little less and let him be a little handsy, which is only fair. I mean, the offensive guy, just in general, has an advantage because he knows what he's doing. A defensive guy, I mean, has a play call, but ultimately he's reacting to the offensive guy's route, right, in the quarterback. He does not know what's coming. He maybe has an educated guess. So he's already at a disadvantage to start. And then what really kind of separated, right, probably 4 or 5 years ago, is once they took the, I don't even want to say headhunting, but just guys getting crushed over the middle, it was like, this isn't even fair. And it does feel like the game has gotten a little more physical, which, as a fan of that, and it's definitely gotten safer, but I also think we're seeing all these injuries because guys just don't practice. So how can you go from basically 0 to 60? Because that's what an NFL game becomes, right? It's just full go. And then you see guys kind of dropping like flies. And I do wonder if that's a direct result of just these new CBAs where no one really practices anymore.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. The Giants could be 3-0 tonight, or the Cowboys, as average as they look, could be 2-1 tonight. It feels like those records aren't real, but the Eagles feels real. Help me out with who's got a good record you believe in, who's got one you don't believe in.
Yeah, I'd say the Eagles are legitimately stacked. I mean, if their quarterback's going to be good, I mean, they are going to be good. I mean, let's face it, he was kind of up and down last year, and they won 9 games. Yep. Well, then they've improved this year. They added yesterday, I look up at halftime, Devontae Smith, who last year was kind of banged up and was, like, slow to come on, had 7 and 150 at halftime. I mean, that guy won the Heisman as a wide receiver, and it was everyone that watched it was like, yeah, that guy deserves a Heisman. So he's a stud on top of A.J. Brown. I mean, so they got two wide receivers. Their quarterback can run. Their running back, Miles Sanders, is good. They got other running backs. Their offensive and defensive lines are awesome. Darius Slay makes plays. I mean, they got dudes. So if their quarterback is going to be, and through the first 3 weeks, I mean, he's been a top 10-ish quarterback. Like, they are going to be a powerhouse. And to me, the Cowboys – I mean, if their defense is good, like one thing you saw with Denver and San Francisco, if your defense is good, you're just going to be in games, right? Green Bay, Tampa Bay. So even if your offense can just make a play or two, I was impressed with Cooper Rush last week. And he started the last 2 games and won them both for the Cowboys, right? He won the game last year and he won the game last week. So I don't really see it with the Giants. I know they've, you know, you're 2-0, but I don't know. I mean, I think their quarterback is below average. I don't love their talent on their team, but clearly Daboll feels like, you know, Daboll feels like everything Josh McDaniels is supposed to be, just like buttoned up, has his stuff together, just kind of runs a tight-knit operation. And think about this, Doug. What happened to Daboll? He left Belichick, right? He worked for Belichick twice, worked with Saban, but where did he kind of become Brian Daboll? With Sean McDermott and Josh Allen. He kind of got to do his own thing. The only success Josh McDaniels has ever had is under the umbrella of Bill. And I would kind of buy some stock in Brian Daboll, big picture. Though, if you tell me when the dust settles, the Giants are a 5-win team, I think that's more believable that they're like in the wild card mix in December.
John Middlecoff, 3 Nouns podcast, download it. John, great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
See you, Doug.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Gottlieb. New customers get $200 in free bets. If your team wins when you place a $5 bet in a football game, that's code Gottlieb, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. 10 plus leg required for a 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Let's get to a game.
Fire.
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan, what do you got?
Doug, the game today is...
Big deal, little deal, no deal.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that Russell Wilson was named one of the players of the game for NBC last night in that 11-10 win over the 49ers.
That feels like a big deal because it's a joke. He was not good. He was good in the last drive, but he was not good. I mean, he's just bad. Missing on throws, just he didn't look good. I like, you could be the biggest Russell Wilson fan and be like, no, he didn't play well at all. So he was the quarterback and he did lead the game-winning drive. But if you watch the game, you're like, that's a stretch, boy.
It was such a stretch that they named three players of the game. And a lot of times, like if it's a wide receiver as well, the wide receiver will hang out. The other two were a defensive player and the Broncos punter. True story. Like, they got the players of the game footballs, but they were not asked to be interviewed. And that's why I think NBC just named, they're going to name a quarterback a player of the game in every game because they want to get the interview with the quarterback afterwards.
That's a fair point.
And there was a let's ride. There was a let's ride after the interview.
Broncos Nation, let's ride.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal, Doug, that Chargers head coach Brandon Staley said that he kept Justin Herbert in the game because Herbert didn't want to get out of the game in their loss to the Jaguars.
I think that's a little deal. I mean, Justin Herbert, based upon that last drive against Kansas City and the fact that he played the whole game, he's quite obviously, you know, trying to show his team he's got toughness, right? That he's, you know, good-looking, tall, athletic kid from Oregon. He wants to establish a culture of toughness. He wasn't very good playing with those broken cartilage, and one of the interceptions, not his fault, but I think it's a little deal. I think if he wants to stay in and he says, Coach, I'm staying in, it's my team, you let him.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal, that Raiders owner Mark Davis had a lengthy closed-door meeting with head coach Josh McDaniels after yesterday's loss to the Titans.
Feels like a big deal. Feels like a big deal. They weren't as good as they finished last year, and they're not as bad as the 0-3 start, but the natives are restless. Restless. And I think Mark Davis thought, hey, I got a big-time coach. We spent a bunch of money on a couple free agents, and we're going to be challenged. And the division hasn't been great, and they've been bad. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Finally, Doug, big deal, little deal, or no deal, that Spurs head coach Greg Popovich said this today.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway. Nobody here should go to Vegas with the thought of betting on us to win the championship. And I know somebody will say, gosh, what a Debbie Downer. There's a chance. What if they work really hard? It's probably not going to happen.
That feels like a big deal. That is complete and utter honesty. And we don't get, not only we don't never get that, we definitely don't get that at Media Day. Ever. Ever.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
We've all watched the Dolphins. We've all been impressed by their three wins. Or are we? Are they for real? Let's have that discussion next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.